The Afrikander. At first, in the outskirts of Lisbon, the Afrikander builds a bone temple for all the lads, the bookkeeper and the postboy, Pessoa and Barreto. He cradles the lusophones until their vinegar spills into the sea, conducts symphonies out of the craggy stones blotting the coastline, plays the metal lattice and the rock like fiddle strings until the chill bay is singing, until Rue Dostoradoras looks like Panjim, looks like Tanga, sings like Dar. But when the Afrikander takes a wife, conceives four children, he grows a temper that eats those gentle hills, transforms the plump terrain into something flat and nameless. The Afrikander seeks the ruins, the fortress cliffs sunk, the windmills crashing to the shores. My father once told me, your problem, my father said, is that you think like a man, but have all the desires of a woman. I know he did not mean to mean weak, but it is what he meant.